me boobies. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I am totally alone right now with only my thoughts. I love it. I'm loving it. I can literally say anything I want. No one is going to hear me. Wish I could have gone with Ryan on that cool retreat! Janet has plastic boobs! I have hemorrhoids! Doesn't even matter.
Does not even matter.
A couple of pain-in-the-ass jackholes. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Dude, have you hit that?
No, come on now, listen. We're talking gay here.
Gay, 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 gay.
Gay, 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 gay.
Let's talk gay.
Homo.
Let's talk gay.
He's a fag.
Gay, 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 gay.
Ah, we do love gays.
Yeah, we do.
We love our homo men, our lesbian women.
We do.
And this is Homovember.
Yes.
We're now less than 2 weeks away from our Feed the Gays.
I like that. Feed the Gays.
Feed the
you
gays.
Just came up with it, didn't you? You just said it. It was in your brain. It came out of your mouth, and there it is. Just that's what out. It's got to be. Now, Homovember, they're two separate things. Our Homovember Feed the Gays spectacular.
Feed the gays.
That, I couldn't put it any better. Feed the Gays.
So we are trying to feed the gays. We need the gays to feed.
Now, are the gays responding? Are we getting some homosexual activity?
Here's the thing. Our website is currently absolutely upside friggin' down.
Mm-hmm.
We're having a kind of I don't want to say a relaunch, but there had been parts of our website that nobody paid attention to.
Right.
There's stuff that needs to be upgraded. So we're fixing that. So
I guess
the answer is a lot of email is coming in. Mm-hmm.
Do we want to take phone calls or just emails? Do you want to have a list back there, or are we going to do
we're gonna just stick with emails? Okay. Joe? Hey, Joe, how are we doing on that?
On what?
Thanks, Joe.
We've had a few submissions.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you. DonandMikeWebsite.com.
You can't even not be competitive with your own kids.
Oops, I'm sorry. How could that be? What was that? That was a phone call, but it was Michael Jordan. Hello?
Mark and I are expecting.
What the hell is this?
I've got all the wrong tapes in. That was Jennifer Lopez admitting she's pregnant.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Can I hear that one again?
Hey, guys, number one fan. Great job giving out your web address. I was online before, didn't know where to find it. Uh-huh. Anyway, got to run. Number one fan.
Thank you. Right. So it's Don and Mike website for Homovember.
Right.
We've had a couple submissions, so please be persistent, and we will be in touch with you early next week.
Mark and I are expecting.
What would you like on the menu for that? Since in my shameless attempt to get a promotional announcement
Hank's
every
look
time.
Look around cafe.
Every time you mention it. What exactly? I mean, do you have any? I mean, I gotta give that.
Traditional. Traditional.
Traditional. Stuffing. You want the turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes,
Mike,
and some sort of vegetable?
I'm thinking. Your traditional straight Thanksgiving feast.
Very, very good.
Right.
Some rolls, maybe?
Yeah. Sure.
All right.
Lots of creamery sauce. Butter. Okay. Yeah, cranberry sauce. All that stuff. We'd like a total of 10 gay men, 10 straight gay men, and Homo Joe is going to be the mother goose of this celebration.
The hostess.
Joe will be coming out of the cornucopia for Feed the Gays. And, yes, we have a $500 door prize that one of our lovely gays will be receiving.
Oh, wow.
That's nice.
How will they receive it?
Like, is it cash?
Whatever they prefer.
Yes, $500.
Just cash money for the holidays.
Oh. Yes, one of
them. You can buy all your gay friends' stuff.
One of the lucky 10, one of the chosen 10. And then the entire Homovember Thanksgiving Feed the Gays broadcast will be live on our show the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
That is wonderful. And we've got the little table up there. We can set it up buffet style so they can sit in the office casually and enjoy their Thanksgiving feast.
So if you go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com, click on the icon with Homo Joe's face. His face. And we'd like to get a bunch of gay guys here and have it be the gayest Thanksgiving ever.
Wonderful.
The gayest ever. Now, here's the real calls. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, I'm kind of mad right now.
Why are you kind of mad?
Why is that, man? Sound kind of laid back to me.
Yeah,
Well, because you guys realize how hard it was to drop a deuce with you guys talking about that stuff. Horrible.
I do like drop a deuce. I really do.
It was hard going. It was hard going to the bathroom while you were listening to Rob's discussion about his vasectomy.
Yes, wow. Worst BM ever.
Oh wow!
I'm
sorry. Boy, that is a real indictment. The worst one ever.
Worst BM.
Are you really sure? I mean, you haven't perhaps in your young life had worse ones than that one, or was really that the worst
one?
What
about when you were a baby?
He might not remember the baby.
But if it was really the worst one ever, I'm proud to have been a part of it. I mean, to be at that extreme.
I'm trying to think if I can remember the worst one I've ever had.
I think yesterday. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
They're all bad.
Based on the smell.
Hello. I actually can remember the worst one I had.
When?
Going up to my sister's, taking a plane up to my sister's 50th birthday party.
Peanuts.
The morning. Yeah, Rob remembers that.
Yeah.
Remember when Planters came in, when we were doing the promotion with Planters, and they brought in, like, cases of peanuts, and I basically ate a jar of peanuts?
Cases
and
of
not
jars.
Basically, I did. I ate a jar of peanuts.
One of those big, gigantic, party-sized jars.
And I, like Rob and Buzz, we all have weak tissue down there, and I woke up in the fetal position, and it was hours. It was back and forth for hours, and then through the weekend, too. Had to go back to my hotel when I got up there. Had to give a speech at my sister's 50th.
I know my worst is I got some bad salmon in New York when we were up in New York. And I just, if I had been 5 feet further away from
bad
the
bathroom. Bad salmon can kill you.
In National Airport, I wouldn't have made it.
Wow.
It was a matter of inches.
Do you have a strong memory of your worst?
I've had so many bad bowel movements. I like to focus on the positive.
Always.
The victory.
Always. Oh, I shouldn't have even asked. I know that. You like to keep it positive. I know that.
One day this week, in the morning, I did have one that was so perfect. It was like one of our missiles coming out of a silo. I went back with the paper, and there was no trace that the rocket had ever been fired.
Perfect.
And when I looked in the ocean to see the rocket,
right.
Amazingly, the shuttle had not broken into pieces.
Right.
Wow.
And I felt like that guy in that movie when he says to Matthew Broderick, "My own stools, sir, are gigantic."
With no more odor than a hot biscuit.
Well, now I cannot say it didn't have
I can't
any,
say that,
it didn't
right?
have any odor.
You know, I don't.
It was a good one.
I am so paranoid about that when I have one like that, I don't like to talk about it. Because if I do, then the next ones are going to be bad. Or I'm going to get all bound up or something like that. So I don't even talk about it when I have a perfect one.
Buzz, how are your BMs?
They vary, you know, all the way from perfect to terrible, depending on the day, the week, you know.
You've had, and of course, your problem, probably the worst you ever had was when you're...
Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
Not lately,
Your colon exploded at one point.
It did, actually, yes.
You almost died.
I almost died.
I'll take anyone that is blood-free.
Oh God!
Hey,
you still
that,
having problems with that?
Occasionally.
About that whole thing when
tomato sauce
when your colon exploded. Did you have to have your card the interior detailed after that?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
I just remember that you were actually in the car.
I was when you got pulled over by a cop.
Funny actually. You should bring that up. I'm preparing the best of for the end of the year, and there's a great story about Clink and your Escalade and you having to get the card detailed.
You had to pull. You were in the car when you got the acute pain.
Did you know it? I knew something very, very bad had happened.
Do you remember the whole thing that he sat in there and he waited.
Went on vacation, right?
I had just come back from vacation.
And you'd felt something on vacation, but you didn't deal with it.
No, not really. No, last day of vacation, I ate a lot of almonds, I think, or something. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I ate too much of whatever it was.
Right.
But this was an ongoing condition, and it was going to happen eventually anyway.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Driving back from the grocery store, I felt this sharp pain. I knew something horrible had happened, and that's about the time I saw the blue lights in my rearview mirror.
Because you were wavering all over the road?
No, I was just trying to get home so I could have my wife drive me to the hospital.
Oh, gotcha.
Hello.
Okay.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, hi there, buddy.
Hey, the worst news I ever dropped, bro, I was on the freeway in the middle of the desert.
Right, bro.
We don't need any more than that.
Check with you later, dude.
On a freeway in the middle of the desert.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello. Hiya. You're on the air. Hi there.
Hi. I have a unique connection between your excrement in the jar. I don't know if you guys...
You mean Jenkum?
You mean Jenkum.
Yeah,
mean
Jenkum. That's it.
Buzz's, well, BBC hoax.
Right. Well, it was funny. I'm a teacher, and on my break on Fridays, I get to watch, of course, my Young and the Restless, the terrible, you know...
Right. Connect. That's fine. Yeah, yes, you watch your soap opera, right?
I know. It's a girl
right
thing.
It's all right.
But the funniest thing is they're talking about this explosion on this soap opera about because the methane gases were building up. And they had this huge explosion, and the garage came tumbling down mm-hmm. and killed somebody. But I just thought it was so funny because you guys were talking about this Jenkum.
When you're teaching, when you're in your classroom, when you're teaching, do you take this long to get to the point?
I'd like to be a little bit more animated. Sure, absolutely.
I'm kidding, of course.
No need to say, is that an hour-long soap opera?
It is, but I only get a half an hour of it.
Oh,
yeah.
That's no need to help. No need to help those kids that have like a second grade reading level.
What grade do you teach, my lovely?
I teach third. Yeah.
Third grade.
All right. Well, excuse me. That first grade reading level.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, they're coming along. They're almost in second grade now.
God, I remember my daughter's first grade teacher. Wow.
Uh-huh. Lovely memories.
Oh, my God. All the dads felt the same way.
Sure.
It's like parent-teacher conference.
Handsome woman?
She was a handsome woman. I think she's still there. I think she's still there.
And we love to see those handsome fathers come along to those conferences as well. You know,
well, are you a married lady?
Maybe.
I am married, yes.
Hot for the teacher.
Oh. Sure. How married are you?
Yeah.
Very married. Very married.
You sound extraordinarily hot.
Let's say that someone, I don't know, single father, maybe a talented mimic, a restaurateur.
Somebody like that.
Bear with me. Let's say that
I'm
he was.
I'm afraid we might have to get the duct tape, bro.
Let's say he was going to come in for a.
For her?
Parent-teacher conference, and it was just him. He's a he's a single parent, and then you found him so attractive, you had to throw your teacher morals out the window, and you had to say, you know what? This is going to be the semester that I don't have an affair with one of my students. This is going to be the semester that I have an affair with one of the parents. Could you ever see it happening if the right guy walked in?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's the attitude,
that's
baby. That's
the
spirit. That's fantastic.
What celebrity do you look like?
People have told me that, actually my brother the other day told me I look like, dark hair. Oh, I'm so bad at this. Every time you guys ask somebody this, I'm like, who do I look like?
You know, I don't mind waiting for her.
That's
for
right.
some strange reason, I'm really enjoying the waiting process.
Don't think less of me for saying this. I believe she teaches in the public school system.
I do.
All right, so dark hair. It wouldn't be Catherine.
Hair is a shock.
Catherine Zeta-Jones, would it?
Why help the booger readers? Watch your soap opera, honey. Eat your yogurt.
You know why she doesn't teach fourth grade?
Have your apple slices.
Because then they'd be teaching her.
Now, guys, I'll back off because I want to find out who she looks like. Is it Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Well, you sure would like it to be.
No. Well, no.
Is it Marie Osmond?
I have the very big eyes.
Is it Eddie Cantor?
Big eyes are good.
Yes, and big smile. That's what everyone.
Oh, come on. Give us a celebrity. Come on.
Are you petite?
Marty Feldman.
Are you petite?
I am. I'm tall. I'm 5'8".
Tall. Okay.
Uh-oh.
So petite as in tall. Tall, no. I'm not a right.
How much do you weigh?
140.
Do you think any of your students have a crush on you?
I have, yes. Yeah, I've had those little, you know, cute love letters.
You ever thought about molding young minds like
that? It's third grade, for God's sake. Do you want me to call Chris Hansen
right
now?
Mike, I want to tell you something.
It's third grade.
Mike, it's an accelerated society we live in. Today's third grader was yesterday's
sick
ninth grader.
It's definitely the parents or the fathers that I have single-handedly been attracted to before. You know, we can all look, right?
Sure.
With the holidays approaching, let's say one of your students wanted to get you a piece of apparel. What size bra would it be?
good question.
That is a good question. They would have to go for a 34C.
Oh,
wow.
Yes. That's fine. Okay, now we're talking. Have the dads?
Mommy, boobies.
Have dads ever hit on you?
Yes. I've had a couple fathers that, you know, basically say their sons very much enjoy being in my class and they understand why. But little comments like that.
She just sounds so damn hot.
Do you get a lot of this when guys are in your office, a lot of husbands, a lot of dads? Do you get a lot of the where they're like touching your shoulder and junk like that just to be able to get close to you? You know what I mean? Like, I've been in those parent-teacher conferences, and if it's a hot teacher, you lean over. And I used to do this even with Frida in the room. You lean over and you go like, say to that teacher, you know, you are really, really just a hell of an educator. And the whole time it's like, I can't believe I'm actually touching you. And my wife is sitting right here watching me touch you.
Do you ever come home with chalk dust on the back of your sweater?
Not that I'm aware of. My husband hasn't told me, at least.
I remember I was thrown out of one teacher conference when I actually went behind the teacher who was writing on the chalkboard and did the dual hand cup.
Oh, that's not good.
And she somehow was offended. I was just, it was a term of endearment. I was trying to be nice.
That's too much.
I was trying to relax the room.
Over your teaching history, how many of your students have gotten you pregnant?
Oh, please. Only one man has done that two times. That's it.
You're the mother of two also.
I am.
Now the whole you know, young single thing.
What about the vagina?
Yeah, right.
What about the vagina?
Right.
What about the vagina?
Okay, I heard you.
What about the vagina?
How old are you?
Dude, have you hit that?
How old are your kids?
4 and 2.
Four and two.
Actually, last night I took him to the Wiggles concert down there in D.C.
Great show, isn't it?
Now she's turning into a sweet mom. Mm-hmm. I'm losing my mojo, right? Buzz, you're not, are you?
Not so much.
Buzz is getting more excited right now.
At the Wiggles concert, did Jeff or Anthony hit on you?
Are they the Wiggles?
Well, Anthony did wave at my daughter and I, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you
the blue and the purple one?
Are you stretched out?
Oh, God.
Darling, you know what I mean.
No, of course not.
Are you nice and tight?
Yes, you do your Kegel. Every woman does their Kegel exercises, don't they?
Yeah.
She's a great interview.
A woman.
You know, you're making up for like all the bad callers we've had this week.
Oh, thank you.
Has your husband had a vasectomy?
No, but he is absolutely jumping the gun. He's ready. We're done, he thinks.
Oh, really? So he might be ready to have the same procedure that Rob's going to have.
Oh, is Rob? Yeah.
Yes.
Did you not know that?
You hadn't heard.
I'll be just like your husband.
I remember something my third grade teacher used to say to me. Maybe he said to your class.
What's that?
It's like a little motto. Like, there are two things I remember. One is, here's how you always spell dessert as opposed to desert.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
dessert has two S's. Because you always want seconds.
Two helpings. Right.
And
exactly.
Here's another thing. Eating ain't cheating.
That's your third grade teacher.
Yeah, she said, remember, two S's in dessert and eating ain't cheating.
And then lesson. She would accidentally, you know, drop all the chalk on the floor and have to bend over and pick it up.
Oh, that's a shame for you, wasn't it?
Turn on.
That's a thing for me today, ma'am.
Yeah, baby.
I would clean your erasers.
Do you wear skirts to class?
Not short skirts. I'm on the carpet a lot.
Micro mini skirts.
You don't wear micro minis by any chance?
What about your carpet? If I could be so bold as to ask.
Yeah, since we're having this fun moment.
I have my school clothes and then my weekend wear.
No, your carpet. Your carpet.
Don was specifically asking about it. Don is focused on one particular area right now.
Your feminine carpet.
Yeah. Is it wall to wall?
It's a landing strip.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Yep.
Better than hardwood floor.
Yes, better than hardwood
floor. Better than hardwood.
Wow.
Hardwood.
This has been
it's kind of redundant at this point. Hardwood.
You ever wear hot pants to school?
No. I don't mix my two attires.
How about the tops? Do you ever show any cleavage? Obviously, if you're a 34C, you've got something going on up there. Do you ever have the plunging neckline at school?
I try not to. Not at school. I try to not mix my business and pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, Harbor Valley PTA, it's been wonderful talking to you.
You've really made our Friday.
You've taught us.
I'm glad. I listen to you guys every day, and you keep me in stitches. So thanks to you.
Yeah. Tell all your hot teacher buddies to listen to our show.
And next time one of those dads puts the move on you, why don't you, make his day? Just give him a little creeper. just give him a little tug there.
I'll give him a little tease.
Yeah, a little handshake. Yeah, absolutely.
Just all reach right. down and see what's going on.
Okay, Teach.
Have
see
a
you
fantastic
later.
Weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
She said that to us the way she'd say it to a dad that was sitting on her.
Have a nice weekend. Now, take your hand off my breast.
Sorry.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
She was asking for it.
Hello. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Hi, and Mike. We're all here.
Hey, I was thinking if Rob does not invite you to the operation, you can just use the words your son should have wrote to a little note to Rob.
Remember, it's fire season.
You know, it's so interesting when we get a lovely young lady that we really enjoy talking to, and then yeah. we're immediately just put back into reality.
It's very dry. Fire season, big drought.
The wet towel is snapped on our bacon.
So the crickets, only you can prevent the show from grinding to a halt.
Here I go. Here's something I thought was real funny, and then I'm just going to be silent and not
Mike?
Explain it. What?
I'm going to save it right now.
Yes.
How you doing, Buzz?
Johnny. Ringo. Johnny Ringo.
Ringo. Buzz Burbank used to be known as Buzz Burbank. Now we call him...
Johnny.
Johnny.
Ringo.
Johnny Ringo.
That's right.
Johnny Ringo. All right, cats. More show coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.